Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says for today, going to be plenty of sunshine. We will have a high near 60 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it is 42. It's 40 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 41. 41 degrees also in Racine. A silver alert continues for a missing woman from the Kenosha County town of Salem. 88-year-old Lorraine Miller was last seen about 7 o'clock Thursday morning walking south on 235th Avenue. She's white, about 4'8", 105 pounds, gray shoulder-length hair. The silver alert notification says she was wearing a tan coat at the time of her disappearance. Anybody observing an older woman with this description urged to contact the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department or the nearest law enforcement agency. Fire last night in Kenosha caused significant damage to an auto body repair shop at 2728 52nd Street, smoke prompting closure of the road in that immediate area. Firefighters dispatched just after 7 o'clock to Jose's Auto Repair on the report of flames and smoke. A first-arriving Kenosha sheriff's deputy confirmed both. On-scene reports indicate that portions of the building, which had at least a couple of vehicles inside, fell apart as firefighters used their high-pressure hoses on the flames. Public safety dispatchers, they're an invaluable part of emergency response efforts across Racine County. They're being honored this week during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. The Ives Grove Communications Center handles police and fire and medical dispatch services for all of Racine County, except for the city of Burlington. Jackie Bratz is director of that facility, and she says dispatchers go through several months of training, pretty stressful at times in terms of the job, and it's not for everybody. And she says some people might actually be surprised by the vast array of calls those dispatchers handle during the course of their work shift. She notes Racine County's dispatch center handles over 350,000 calls during a given year. 20 years in prison, then 6 years of supervised release, the sentence from Racine County Judge Michael Piontek for Gerald Lee Baumeister from Rochester, that for molesting a 9-year-old boy he'd been babysitting almost 6 years ago. Baumeister also going to have to register as a sex offender. He's also prohibited from any contact with children unless he's got the approval of a parole agent. Taken into consideration, the plea agreement involving charges against Baumeister for allegedly burning an infant with a lighter, having an ongoing sexual relationship with the baby's mother and juvenile, and sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl. Meanwhile, a Dover man's plea agreement to charges in western Racine County in a home invasion during which a man's throat was slit doesn't end the case. Instead, it's just part one of a two-part court process. Ronald Kane's mental health part of the equation, and on June the 8th, there's a trial that's going to be held before retiring Judge John Jude. That to determine if the 29-year-old ought to go to prison or a state mental health facility. Kane accused of breaking into a home in the town of Dover some 15 months ago, severely cutting the throat of a 58-year-old man. The no-contest plea is for attempted first-degree intentional homicide and armed burglary. Kane remains in the Racine County Jail. Well, one of the biggest changes to law enforcement witnessed by outgoing Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey over the past 8 years he's been in office, the average age of frontline patrol officers plummeting. The reason? The baby boom retirements on the police force. He says that since becoming chief in 08, the partners at Gateway Public Radio report he's hired about 120 officers currently on the road. The chief, though, going to be stepping down on Tuesday. He's handing over the reins in the office to Deputy Chief Daniel Miskinis. First in a series of public information meetings on the city of Racine's move toward solid waste collection carts next year, drawing maybe a dozen people to frat school last night. More than a few of them not all that convinced this is a good idea. They talk with DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen, Assistant Commissioner Tom Eag, and Bill Fulstrom, the Superintendent of Streets, Solid Waste, and Bridges. Yalen discussed the alley pickups and the cost of automated service with more than just one person. He also noted the feedback at these meetings is going to help to determine how to approach the alley issue where the new trucks are not going to be able to maneuver.
I don't have a room to get from the alley to the street with something that size. The room between my fence and my garage is barely big enough to get that blue bin through there right now. And I don't even know if I can get that through there. And then a lot of people got steps. They got their sidewalk and then one or two or three steps down to the sidewalk and then the curb.
That's one of the people who spoke last night. A meeting held in the cafeteria portion of the school that changed to 95-gallon carts for trash collection next year is also going to mean creating a separate bulky waste process. Now, the second informational meeting on this is going to be next Monday night, 6 o'clock, in the library at McKinley Middle School. List of locations is on the City of Racine website. Racine Unified School District's joining the Ford Next Generation Learning National Network of Schools, which will focus in on helping students prepare for college and professional success. A release from the school district noting that Racine Unified worked with the group to design a master plan for the Career Academies program being rolled out this fall. It quotes Superintendent Lolly Haas as saying it's an honor to join the Ford NGL community, and Racine Unified will be fortunate to benefit from this partnership. The current makeup of the Racine Unified School Board will be getting together for the final time Monday night. Among a list of action items on the agenda, possible purchase of the Sportsplex in Sturtevant. There's also on the agenda demolition of the old Knapp School, purchase of furniture for the new Knapp and Olympia Brown schools, and the Gifford addition. And the newly elected school board will be sworn in April the 25th by Racine County Judge David Paulson. Mount Pleasant's COP House on Mead Street now has four laptop computers available for neighborhood use. That thanks to a $2,000 grant from the First Weber Foundation. COP Officer Matt Prohaska told Village Board members this week the laptops can be used by area students to help them with their homework.
The technology through Racine Unified, actually talking with them today, they'll be able to do credit recovery, which is everything is online, is my understanding. Also, a lot of the homework and schooling is done either on tablets or stuff throughout the classrooms. Also, the initiatives to be able to do job search, resume building, any other things like that, not only for high school age kids or above, but also for adults within the community.
John Crimmings is the general sales manager for First Weber's office in Racine, says they like what's taking place in the Lakeside neighborhood. Former Wisconsin U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, who's trying to get that job back from Senator Ron Johnson, will keynote the awards banquet for the Democratic Party of Racine County on Sunday, May the 15th at Infocino's Banquet Hall. The Volunteer Center of Racine County today recognizing a dozen people at its 14th annual Recognition Awards Luncheon at the Architect Hotel and Conference Center on Washington Avenue, east of Case High School. And at the Milwaukee VA Medical Center, almost 1,200 volunteers being recognized for their more than 120,000 hours donated toward the care and serving of veterans over the past year. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.